In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who gives us what we need. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it wasn't that long ago. It was the end of April that I took a little break from here with my brother, and we went off and we went to Jazz Fest in New Orleans. And when we went to Jazz Fest in New Orleans, at every stage we found that there was this interesting kind of little buffer zone between us and the stage. And in between there were a lot of really rich people. And those really rich people had paid for the all-access pass to Jazz Fest, and they had shelled out a lot more money than what my brother and I were willing to pay, but that meant that they were able to get into that little buffer zone in between the stage and us common folk. And so because of that, they had this sort of all-access thing. They also had access to the exit to Jazz Fest. Jazz Fest is normally a thing. You go in and you don't leave until it's over because you can't get back in. There's no little smiley hand on your hand that allows you to get back in. You're in and you stay in, and if you leave, then it's over. And so, it was an interesting thing having that all-access pass. And we looked at all of those people that were in that little buffer zone with a little bit of envy and a little bit of hatred mixed into there. And we thought to ourselves, man, what would it be like to have all of this access? And then while we were there, we saw somebody gain access. We saw this girl who decided that it was just enough time with the common folk, and she wanted in that area. And so she climbed up the barricade and got into the all-access part, and she was there for a little while, and we thought, she's made it. She's safe. And then came the security guy. The security guy hauled her off because she wasn't supposed to have that kind of access. She didn't pay the $800 or whatever it was to have the access that she thought that she could just gain by scaling a barricade. And that's similar to what we're encountering here in Ephesians. We have Paul talking to the Ephesians, these people who are Gentiles, these people who do not have the access to the things that the circumcised people of Israel have. And so what Paul is doing is he's pointing out that they haven't paid the price for the all-access pass to God. And yet, even though they haven't, Jesus Christ paid that price for their all-access pass, and he's reminding them of this great gift that they have received. And in our lives, access is a big thing. Access not only at concerts and things like that, but access just in general is a massive part of how we are able to live our lives. And in that living of our lives, oftentimes it spells out the difference between success and failure, or at least the difference between what appears to be success and failure. That is why having access to an institution like Florida State University is such a big deal to so many of the people that are here. That's why they spend their high school careers making sure that they have the right kind of grades so that they can get into an institution like this. And so that access to this place, to this education, is a big thing. And the whole theory is that, well, if you graduate from Florida State, or if you graduate from whatever your college of choice might be, Bob Wagner, whatever your college of choice might be, then that means that you will end up living the kind of life that you truly, deeply desire. And sometimes that access is given to people as a gift. Sometimes that access is given to people as a gift in terms of a scholarship to people that can't afford it. Sometimes it's given to people as a gift in terms of decreasing the amount of academic stringentness that you need in order to get into a place like this. Whatever it is, sometimes access is given as a gift. And at times, it's interesting that some people choose not to take the gift of access that they receive. And I get to see it all the time. Because I, unlike most of you, throughout most of the church service, am faced this way. And since I'm faced this way, I know how many people walk by our windows. On a Sunday morning even. And as they walk by, I think to myself oftentimes, I wonder what's going through their head. I wonder why they don't take us up on the access that they hopefully know that they could have here. And it's an interesting question. Why don't people take access? In fact, probably even more interesting than Sunday morning, I think that Saturdays during football season are even more interesting when it comes to why people don't take us up on our offer of access. Because what we do here on Saturdays where there's a home game is we open up the church. We give people access to this building. And most importantly, we give them access to that part of the building that has the bathrooms. Because I don't know if you've been around here on a game day, but most of the bathrooms are kind of just gross. And ours are pretty clean most of the time. We try to keep them that way. And so we put out on that sign up front that today has the question for today. We put out on that sign, free clean restrooms, University Lutheran, big arrow going this way. And I go out there every occasional now and again just to look for trash and then also to overhear what people are saying. And a lot of times I overhear people saying, there is no way I'm going into that building. I really have to go to the bathroom, but I'm not going into that church. And so because they've already made up their mind, I just figure I'm going to listen some more. And as they start telling their friends, who are usually like, why not? As they start telling their friends their reasons for not going into the church, it's oftentimes kind of a heartbreaking thing. It's a thing where they say, well, I'm just not the kind of a person who goes into a church. And I start thinking to myself, what kind of a person is that? Something might happen to me in there. We might baptize you. You're right. You're in the bathroom. There's water in there. We could do it. And a whole bunch of other different things that people say, and they don't want to take us up on our offer. And our offer is simply access to our bathroom and usually some food that's here. And that is simply our offer. We would offer them access to baptism, but we're not going to force that on anyone. And it's interesting why sometimes we don't take God up on his offer to access. And why we don't take God up on his offer to have access to him through scriptures, through his sacraments, through all sorts of different things. And why sometimes we say, well, I'm just going to push away from that offer of access that God has given to me. And I'm going to do something else for a while. And I think we all do it. And people have done studies on why people choose not to access things. And people choose not to access things a lot of times because they think that it's just not going to give them any benefit. And so why would you do it if it doesn't give them any benefit? Or that they're simply not curious enough to say, well, I'm interested in that. You know, it's why oftentimes we choose not to go to that weird new restaurant, because we're just like, I'm not really curious what Japanese-Italian fusion tastes like. And there's all of these different reasons that we have for saying, I don't want the access to that. And yet God continues to offer us access time and time and time again. And thank goodness he does. Because I pushed away from his access for a big part of my life, a big chunk of my life, while I was in undergrad. And I pushed away from that access because there were things that I didn't feel that I wanted to access what we have here today for some very poignant reasons of my own. And so I knew that it was always there. I was the son of a pastor, after all. And so I knew, okay, on Sunday, I'm pretty sure the church is going to be open. I don't know what time, but I'm pretty sure if I go there, if I stay for the entire morning, there will probably be something that happens. I don't even have to know what time. If I just show up at 8 and I stay until noon, something's going to be there. Maybe I'll even get 3 worship services in a row. But I said no. The access was offered to me, but I rejected it. But God continued to offer that access over and over and over again through people that I knew inviting me to church, people that I knew who just asked me to go and have coffee with them, people who asked me about myself and why I felt that I didn't want to access that at that time, and all of these different people that were acting as God's hands and feet saying, you have access. You still have access. And it would just be like if I walked out to that person who didn't want to use the bathroom and say, you can go to the bathroom here. We won't baptize you. I promise. And the more and more that gets offered, the more and more we see God's grace at work. And the more and more we see that what God is offering us access to is so much more important for our lives than access to an institution like Florida State University, or access to somebody's life who can help us out in some way, or access to the resources that we need, or access to the Wi-Fi here at church. The password is Martin95. God's offering us such great gifts here in his word and in his sacrament that he's offering us access to him because of the Son, through the Holy Spirit, all in the working of the Father. And that access comes to us at the very first at our baptisms. And that God offers us that baptism. And if you have experienced that baptism, if you've had that baptism, that door is always open to you. You always have access to him. That even if you've been pushing away here lately, that you've got access to him forever. Amen. Please rise.